This is Microcast 4 here at johnjohnson.info/blog. It's been a while since I've done this. It sort of stimulated tonight by the experience I had last week and also by the #ScottEd chat that's going on at the moment, and people are discussing access to digital technologies in school and the fact that children should be using these technologies and some of the barriers and things. I've just returned to the classroom after 8 years out supporting the use of ICT across North Lanarkshire, with a couple of years off doing work for Glow, and I'm obviously a great enthusiast for technology. And while I've been out, I've been trying to sort of keep it real, as they say, and have realistic expectations of people that I'm enthusing about technology to, or training, or passing on, or supporting. And it's been interesting coming back to the classroom. I'm in a really great situation for somebody who is in that position. I've got a very small class of delightful kids, and a reasonable amount of technology kicking around, a very good amount of technology in the class. And we've been uploading stuff to Glow and dipping our toes into OneDrive and OneNote and ePortfolios and Glow Blogs and a wee bit of blogging. And last week I had this interesting experience. I've been an enthusiast of podcasting for a number of years. I've been using this software, Audacity. I started off using it with children for a few years in Sandaig, and I guess was one of the first podcasters, certainly in the primary arena in Scotland and wider. So I consider myself, I'm no expert because I haven't delved very deeply, but a regular user. I probably edit files in Audacity at least once a week, twice a week over the year in Edutalk. So I thought we'd do our first podcast episode. The children had all recorded short bits of audio earlier, and I'd found that, you know, I could get one or two kids trained to do the recording and they could teach others and stuff like that. But we were doing the first sort of podcast for multi-track recording of lots of kids, and had them cycling through nicely. What's great about the class I'm in is the children are actually able to work quietly enough in general to allow children to record in the same room, so I can keep an eye on things. And we had been switching out the different jobs, the recorder and the people being recorded, and built up quite a few layers of a podcast, probably about 15 bits of audio recorded in Audacity in different layers, and it was going pretty well. I'd been keeping my eye fairly tightly on the whole situation, and I turned away to do something else while the children were continuing to record. And when I came back, most of the tracks were blank and the audio had gone. Undo obviously didn't fix it. Reverting to save didn't fix it. It looked like the Audacity file, the AUP file, had got corrupted. And as an experienced user of Audacity, I knew there was various ways to solve this sort of problem if you still had the data file that keeps all the different bits of audio. So I packed up on the Thursday for the September weekend, expecting to spend a few hours sorting this out over the weekend. I had several hundred AU files, which are stored in sort of rather opaque names inside a folder, to try and pull together. I could import these all back into an Audacity file, but trying to sort out several hundred audio files of very short duration of two channels, a stereo, proved a wee bit difficult. I then dived onto the internet and did a few searches. There's lots of information about doing this sort of thing and fixing it, so I was pretty confident. I pulled down a couple of apps that meant to automatically do it. They failed to run on my system. I then found a shell script which I could use, opened up the terminal, wrote the ship's script. I know enough about shell scripting to change the users. I even had to edit the script a wee bit to get it to work in my system. And I ended up with all the audio strung together, but not exactly in the right order. I then spent some time trying to reorder the files and rename them so that they pulled in the right order. A couple of hours later, I chucked it. I'm back this week trying to find a bit of space in the timetable to re-record all the audio and put the finishing touches to it. I think this sort of experience, for somebody who didn't have my experience in using technology and using Audacity, would be the kind of thing that turns you off from technology. You could be enthusiastic as you like, but you've got to be ready for disaster recovery, or you've got to be ready to have things fail. And that's precious time in the classroom. It's quite hard to organise the time to do this sort of thing. So, I'm not saying don't use technology, but I think we've got to be realistic about enthusing too much about it. And this is just a nice wee reminder for me of that experience. Hopefully we'll get the podcast put together over the next week or so, and it will be up on the Banton Biggies Glow blog